Well, this week we are partnering with the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development to bring you the on-air job fair. Our Chapelboro community still gradually, safely reopening. And as that happens, we want to help connect local businesses with talented individuals out there who are ready to get back to work. So all week long at this time, tune in to hear about the great local businesses that are actively looking to expand their staffs. One of those businesses is Antonia, is one of my favorite restaurants up in Hillsboro, and we are joined today by Brian Pearson from Antonia's. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to be here.
So tell us about Antonia's and what the experience has been for you recently.
Well, we are experiencing a surge in business. People seem to be much more comfortable coming into a restaurant environment, and dining in, and we're happy to open ourselves up to that. We're running into problems with staffing right now. People want to come back, people want to dine, people want to return to normalcy, and so do we. But we're having difficulties getting people in to handle the increase in volume. Mm-hmm. So here we are. That's what I'm here, looking for people to help us increase that volume.
As a workplace, what sets you apart?
Well, we're a family restaurant, and when I say a family restaurant, I mean not only, are we a family-friendly restaurant, but those that work there, we become one big family. Dysfunctional at times, yes, but we are a family just the same. I worked in corporate restaurants for 25 years, and, I had, a lot of the corporate experience, and that's not always employee-friendly. And so when my wife and myself bought this restaurant, we decided we weren't going to handle it that way. We were not going to, lose touch with the fact that, we were once in the shoes that the employees are now. So we try to create an environment where, not only is it a profitable place for people to work, a place where you can support yourself and your family, But mentally and emotionally, it's a good place to work as well. We take care of our people and we look at them as part of our family.
Yeah.
When we started, we had 2 children, and now we have 30, and that's how we look at it.
Yeah.
So that's our philosophy.
If we asked the team, what would they say is the best thing about working here?
Well, I think that they all feel taken care of. Mm-hmm. I think that they all, do well financially. We strive to make sure that happens for everyone. I think that they all feel part of a team, part of a family.
Speaking with Brian Pearson again, Antonia's restaurant in downtown Hillsboro. We're here with the on-air job fair. So for people who are listening out there who might want to apply, what can they expect if they come in and work for you? And it's kind of a seller's market in the labor field this year. So
indeed it is.
Yeah.
Indeed it is. What can people expect to come and work for us? They can expect a high-paced work environment. There is some pressure involved. We do a lot of volume in this restaurant for such a small place. We are constantly full. Not only with the dine-in aspect of the business, but we're still doing a lot of carry-out, and I don't think that that's ever going away. I think that COVID has changed the industry in a lot of ways, and that will be one of the key ones, is that, carry-out is a thing, and it's going to continue to be so. We have dedicated carry-out staff there now. People can expect to be treated with respect. People can expect to be treated like family. It's of great importance to me that people work in an atmosphere where they're not worried about, where their next meal is going to come from or if they can afford gas or anything like that. We're doing everything we can to, make sure that everyone has a livable wage and that, the basic worries in life are met so that, they can concentrate on other things.
Mm-hmm. And what steps have you taken for safety and health at this point?
Well, everyone is vaccinated that mm-hmm. works at Antonia's right now, every single person. Not to say that, I wouldn't consider hiring on somebody that hasn't gone through the vaccination process yet. We'd prefer vaccinated individuals. We sanitize everything to death. We use a peroxide solution that's been developed. It's a COVID-killing solution, mm-hmm. And we sanitize everything ad infinitum. You know, everyone wears masks when working, and that's going to go on. I mean, you know, if you're looking for a work environment where you don't wear a mask, then maybe this isn't for you. But, you know, safety is a concern with us. We've been lucky through this entire process to have not had any, you know, COVID-related illnesses. And we want to keep it that way.
Yeah.
You know, knock on wood. You know, I'd hate to say that now and then have an issue tomorrow. You know, but, you know, so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. It's been kind of fascinating to talk with staff and owners and managers at restaurants and just all of the new things that you've had to learn and adapt to over the last year between new cleaning procedures and outdoor heaters for people who have that, and just navigating that whole process and measuring to make sure the tables are all spaced apart. It's just a whole new world.
Yeah, absolutely. In a matter of speaking, it's a constant state of pivot.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up in the morning and you find out what the, you know, requirements are going to be for that day, and you fulfill those requirements.
Yeah.
And you leave yourself open to adjusting to new requirements as they come around. You know, we're fine with that. That's we've been pivoting from day one. You know, and we'll continue to do so. It really feels like there's a lot of relaxation going on in the regulations. You know, and that's a good thing, but, you know, we're still diligent about, you know, making sure that we stay within, you know, the parameters of the law.
We're speaking with Brian Pearson Antonias, and as we wrap up this conversation, for folks out there who are thinking about applying, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, they can call the restaurant directly at 919-643-7722. They can go on to Indeed.com and search Antonias. I believe that you have a website that they can go to as well.
Yep. And again, you can head to chapelboro.com/job fair. That's our website. So go there and find out more about Antonias and all of the businesses that we're featuring all week long in the on-air job fair. Brian Pearson, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me on.
And all week long, again, we're chatting with local businesses looking to hire as part of the on-air job fair presented in partnership with the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Again, chapelboro.com/job fair for much more on all of the businesses this week. Back with more as this morning continues after this.